Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
There are a lot of interesting crypto native narratives and flows going on right now. I do not think they're going to overwhelm macro flows. So if inflation picks up again and the Fed is forced to raise rates, you know, I think that would spell difficulty for crypto over the next 9 to 12 months. I think we're at the mercy of macro and the Fed and rates at the moment.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Markets Daily, a show where we pick the brains of the smartest minds in financial markets. It's Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, and I'm your host, Helene Braun, markets reporter here at CoinDesk. It seems crypto assets are still holding on to the slight sell-off that started over the weekend and has continued throughout this week. Bitcoin was trading lower again over the past 24 hours, according to CoinDesk indices at 8 a.m. Eastern time, by about 0.5% at $62,696. Ethereum saw a slightly bigger drop of about 1.3%, currently trading at $3,046. And a similar trend can be seen in the broader market. The CoinDesk 20 index was down by about 0.2% over the past 24 hours. There is a lot of uncertainty in the market right now between the Fed unsure about interest rates, the anticipation of the halving and slowing inflows into the spot Bitcoin ETFs. So let's try and figure it all out with our guest, which is Nico Cordero, Chief Investment Officer of Quant Digital Asset Hedge Fund Strix Leviathan. Good morning, Nico.
Morning, Helene. Thanks for having me on.
Nico, how normal are corrections like this in a bull market?
They are fairly normal. You'll usually see 30, 40% drawdowns over the length of a bull market in Bitcoin. For alternative cryptocurrencies, that can go a bit lower. 50% plus. I think the most surprising piece of the price action over the last week was just how counter trend it was. Typically, you know, we've seen a lot of these over the last 6 years. That's how long, you know, we've been doing this at Strix Leviathan. But typically, you know, the trend reverses before you kind of get these bottom falling out of the market. As of Friday, right before the Iran-Israeli conflict kicked off, you know, from a market structure standpoint, everything looked bullish, looked like we were moving to higher highs. I think the market got really caught off guard.
So Marcus Thielen, an analyst who's a frequent on this show, said yesterday that a, quote, significant price correction is ahead of us, which is largely going to be triggered by the uncertainty around inflation. Do you have a similar outlook? Do you think things are going to get more ugly here?
Wouldn't say I have an outlook yet. I would agree there is a ton of uncertainty. You know, given how off guard the market was last week, there is a lot of open questions about what the Fed is going to do. You know, really the setup and risk assets, and this includes crypto. I know a lot of people consider Bitcoin kind of a safe haven. I consider it a high risk beta asset. It's going to be driven by both inflation and what the Fed does. The setup was fiscal spending is extremely high. Inflation is sticky, but it's stable. And the Federal Reserve's going to lower interest rates going into the U.S. election. It was a good setup for risk. After Friday, I think, you know, it's a wait and see mode at the moment.
Right. So Fed Chair Jerome Powell, he spoke yesterday and he said that the recent inflation numbers have caused uncertainty around when and whether the central bank can cut rates this year. What's the consensus view among traders these days? Are we still expecting rate cuts, or has that ship sailed?
I think it's mixed depending on who you're talking to. And that's part of the uncertainty in the market. It's not as certain as it was a week ago. So it's not clear. I lean towards that we'll continue to see, we'll probably see at least one rate cut before the election. I'm skeptical that we're going to see rates rise again. So there's that. I think what the market is really looking for is just some stability into the direction of the rates rather than where they're actually going. Just kind of having an understanding of their path.
Right. So if we look at the price action over the past few days, given crypto's reaction to the macro situation, I'd argue that we are indeed seeing a strong correlation to the stock market still. How does that influence your outlook for the rest of the year? Or I guess, do you anticipate the bigger narrative behind crypto and Bitcoin is going to persist here?
That's a good question. I think there are a lot of interesting crypto native narratives and flows going on right now. I do not think they're going to overwhelm macro flows. So if inflation picks up again and the Fed is forced to raise rates, you know, I think that would spell difficulty for crypto over the next 9 to 12 months. I think we're at the mercy of macro and the Fed and rates at the moment.
The halving is coming up, obviously, a big topic among traders these days. What does this sell-off tell you about what traders are expecting the impact on Bitcoin to be after the halving?
Yeah. The expectation was that we're going to have a very large rally, typical crypto bull market that we see following Bitcoin's halving. And that plays into what we were speaking about earlier. Traders got caught off guard. You know, the market was overconfident. The macro setup was good and the crypto, you know, native narratives were really good. And that overconfidence led to, you know, nearly $1 billion in liquidations. Alternative cryptocurrencies were down 40 to 50% in 36 hours during the Iran-Israeli conflict, and really nothing's recovered. Typically we'll see, especially on the back of that large liquidations, we'll see some, you know, counter moves back up towards the mean, but we're not even getting that today, which kind of indicates that, you know, market participants are now nervous. They flip from extremely confident to extremely uncertain.
So do you think we can expect the bottom here before the halving? And I guess what's your prediction for the bottom for Bitcoin and Ether, if you have one?
I typically don't have price predictions. I do think things will stabilize. I think a lot of this was driven by the Iran-Israeli conflict. As clarity gets there, we'll continue on the path that we were before, which was kind of a bullish setup with rates falling, high fiscal spending, and risks will continue higher. Where we bottom today over the next week, month, I don't know.
Is there anything else that's sticking out to you, Nico, that you think our audience should be paying attention to?
I mean, I'd pay attention about how well Bitcoin has done relative to the rest of the asset class. I'd call it from the bottom of the bear market in 2022 to last week. You know, there wasn't much difference in performance. I would say Bitcoin probably underperformed the rest of the market. But this sell-off was a clear indication that, at least within the industry or within the asset class, Bitcoin truly is the safe haven.
And because we do have some time here left, I want to quickly throw in a question about the Bitcoin ETFs. Fidelity's Wise Origin Bitcoin Fund on Friday broke its daily inflow streak, and BlackRock's IBIT is now the only one of the ETFs that has seen steady inflows for 65 days now. But we are indeed seeing a significant slowdown in inflows when we look at the ETFs overall. A lot of the days now, there are zero inflows or even outflows out of most of the funds. I guess, is that concerning to you that we're seeing this significant slowdown?
I wouldn't say it's concerning, no. I think that's just a function of the regime or the environment that we're in, right? When the ETFs launched, it was a risk-on environment. Everyone was piling into the NASDAQ, you know, high-flying tech stocks growth. And that's what Bitcoin's highly correlated with. It's a high-risk beta asset. So as the environment changes where people are reconsidering their positions to risk, and potentially moving into safe havens like gold or U.S. Treasuries, I'd expect those flows to change or even reverse if we enter a bear market.
Awesome, Nico. Thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate you for having me. Thanks.
That was Nico Cordero, and that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in, and Let us know if you like this episode and feel free to leave a comment wherever you're listening or watching. Until then, tune in every day to get your latest markets news from me, Helene Braun, and my co-host, Jen Sinassi.